जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे
The following is a class by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Duties of a Grihastha, delivered on 27th of July 2015 in Toronto, Canada.
Gopi Jana Balabha Yuvaradhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हाय कृष्ण सो हमने अभी अपने लेक्चर ये स्ट्रीमिंग संडे लेक्चर Okay, most of you were there. So yesterday we discussed two verses from Canto 7, chapter 14. What is that chapter called? All of you forgot. All of you living family life, you forgot. So Srimad Bhagavatam has information on every topic. There is not a single topic the Bhagavatam doesn't have information. Scientific, how the child evolves in the womb of the mother, and so on. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni has explained what are the duties of a brahmachari, what are the duties of a Grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. In the Vedic system, Chatur Varnamaya system, society gets divided into four varnas and four ashrams. The four ashrams are Brahmachari, Anaprastha, and the four varnas are Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So Narada Muni explains what the duties of Brahmin, Kshatriya. He explains what is the Brahmachari's duty. So we started discussing this topic yesterday. And in the first verse of this chapter, Maharaj Yudhishthira, what did he inquire? What did Maharaj Yudhishthira inquire from Narada Muni, to be exact?
Okay, now so there's a being spiritual evidence.
He's a Brahmachari, he knows better than the householder. He's a Brahmachari. Okay. So the question presented by Narada Muni was, and I'll read it again. Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from Narada Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain how we who are staying at home, without knowledge of the goal of life, may easily attain liberation according to the instruction of the Veda. Very good question, isn't it? This is a question that all of you should be asking. We are in the Grihastha Ashram. How can we achieve the goal of life, isn't it? So Narada Muni is responding now. We read one verse yesterday, which we have, and I'll read the third verse also today. But just to show the connection, I'm reading one and two again. So Narada Muni replied, My dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood. And instead of trying to enjoy the results of the work themselves, I don't quite know how to adjust the sound system. And instead of trying to enjoy the results of the work themselves, they should offer these results to
Krishna.
Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva? in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. So how do you lead idle family life? How do you offer the results of labor? You can understand from who?
Krishna.
Advanced devotees. No. From sadhus, guru sadhus. Now, but now the Muni hasn't finished his advice. Now the Muni, in this slok chapter, there are 42 verses. And now the Muni in every verse is telling you how to live a high family life. My request is, all of you householders, all of you are educated, please read this chapter thoroughly. It has very powerful explanation. So, now the Muni said, householders, don't live in family life, they must earn livelihood. But what should they do with the livelihood? Enjoy, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about three modes of material nature. What are the three modes? So Krishna explains, the symptom of goodness is one's nine gates are illuminated with knowledge. He has a sense of happiness. He has knowledge. But he hasn't given up completely any all thoughts of sense enjoyment. That is attainable in the stage of pure goodness. But then there is mode of passion. When somebody is in the mode of passion, he works very hard. And when he gets the results, he says, I worked hard. I'm going to enjoy. To hell with these Hare Krishnas. They're always bothering me. I worked hard. Let them go and work hard in the factory. Why are they ringing bells in the temple? No more passion, he thinks. I'm the enjoyer. I worked as I should enjoy. And in ignorance, one is lazy and active. So, in this next verse, now I'm reading the third verse to you, okay? A grihastha, this is not the Muni speaking. A grihastha must associate and again with saintly persons. Grihasthas are being advised. Sometimes, you know, householders are scared of calling saintly people. They think, oh, the saintly man will come and tax me for donation. Tell him I'm very busy. I've no time. Sometimes in India we phone people. The morning walk, they give so many excuses. So by associating again with saintly people, and with respect, here the nectar of the incarnations and the Supreme Lord. So this is real nectar. As you know, our spiritual life is based on the principle of Shravanam and Kirtanam. Prahlad Maharaj's father was very demonic. He wanted his son to forget the Lord and transfer his attachment to him. Initially, he chastised Sandana Maraka. Who was Sandana Maraka?
Sons of Shukracharya.
They were sons of Shukracharya, but
they
were Prahlad's teachers. So he said, you are not doing a good job. These Vaishnavas are coming in disguise and brainwashing my son. And Sandana Maraka said, sir, we are Brahmanas. Don't chastise us for uselessly. We don't know how your son gets this knowledge. And see, he had obtained this knowledge. He was in the womb of his mother. So they said, don't worry, we'll brainwash him. So, after some time, they went to Hiranyakashipu and said, now, your son has been brainwashed. If you ask him, who is supreme? He said, you. So, Hiranyakashipu placed Prahlad on his lap, patted him, and said, among all the subjects that you learn in school, what is the best? and his son, what did he respond? Sharanam Kirtanam Vishnu Svarnam Padasena Ajnamanam Dasam Sakya Adhanavinam. He revealed the ninefold process of devotional service, which begins with what? So Sharanam and Kirtanam is the basis of our spiritual life. Whether you are Brahmacharya, Grihastha, or Sannyasi, it doesn't matter. If a Sharanam Kirtanam is good, the spiritual life will be good. If a Sharanam Kirtanam is weak, the spiritual life will be weak. There's no shortcut, there's no magic. And this point comes up again and again. So here, Narada Muni is saying, we must have great respect here in the pastimes of the Lord and His incarnation. So the pastimes of the Lord are all transcendental. Janma, karma, chamin, devyam. My appearing, disappearance, both are completely devyam. What does devyam mean?
Transcendental,
beyond the three modes. Just like Lord Brahma said, Advaita Machutam Anadi Ananta Rupam. The Lord is Advaita. No difference between body and soul. Achyuta. What does Achyuta mean? Infallible. Achyuta means infallible. One never makes any mistake. Ananta Rupam. He manifests himself in a variety of forms. When you tell the layman, the Lord appeared as half man, half lion. He don't believe it. There was once a court case in America. This was in the early days of our movement when we were being accused of brainwashing. So there was a court case and the other side, prosecution, got a picture of Nrsimha Dev in the court. He said, "My Lord, this is their God. Half man, half lion. Is that possible?" And the crazy jury said, "Yes, it's not possible." So, they don't know that God can manifest himself in a variety of forms. Adhyam Purana Purusham No Yavanam Cha. He is the oldest. What he looks at, what he looks for. Does God ever look old? We have a concept. You ask a Christian, what does God look like?
16-year-old boy.
Their concept is like a Santa Claus. No. God is ever youthful. He has an age. Within a passage of time. And there are many incarnations of the Lord. Many incarnations doesn't mean you claim, I'm also incarnation. Why didn't you worship me? That would also mean that. So, all the wonderful incarnations are presented in the Shiva Bhagavatam. So we should hear the Bhagavatam. We can only hear the Bhagavatam. If you can't hear, read the Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll be encouraging your devotees to read and hear. It's very, very important that we hear. Prabhupada labored hard and translated these books for distribution and for studying. So here Narada Muni is saying, a householder, a Grihastha. Grihastha and Grihamedi. There are two words. Grihamedi means husband and wife live together for the purpose of sense enjoyment. Grihastha means they live together under strict discipline for the purpose of making spiritual advancement. Grihastha ashram. It's not just Grihastha. Grihastha ashram. Ashram represents a situation where the goal is spiritual advancement. So, Narada Muni here is giving advice for Grihasthas. He's not giving advice for Grihamedis. This is for somebody in a house of the situation wants to go back to Godhead. in the light, material life, if you are like Toronto, beautiful city, nice highways, then we don't have to follow all this. But if you think, no, I had enough of material life, now I want to get out of it. Prabhupada used to say, material world is no place for us. Okay, so gentleman and gentlewoman. It is so full of misery. And it's a world of cheaters and cheated. People are ready to cheat, and people are ready to get cheated. So, Grihastha, should associate with saintly people. Therefore, we encourage Grihasthas to have preaching programs. Namahan programs. We encourage this. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, the great Acharya. Thakur Bhakti Vinod is considered the mercy incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was a pioneer in preaching and in preaching. Prabhupada said, he was virtually the founder of the Krishna consciousness movement. So Thakur Bhakti Vinod had a concept of Namahat. Namahat means a shop where the holy name is being distributed. And Dr. Bhagavan explains, just like in every corner of a city, you can get beer, cigarettes and so on. You can get activities for sense enjoyment. It's in every corner there should be a place. But the holy name is being distributed. So we can't open temples in every corner. But there are households and devotees living in every corner. So all of you should have regular programs in your house. And you will say, oh, my wife doesn't want that. I do so much work. Clean the houses. But that's a tax you pay to Krishna for giving you the facility. Use your house. Purify your house. It is said in the scriptures, wherever the Lord is glorified, the Lord comes over there to reside. Once the devotees in New York in the early days of the movement had arranged a program for Prabhupada in a big hall. They told Prabhupada, the hall will be full, thousands of people will come. But very few people came. The devotees were very apologetic. They went to Prabhupada and said, we're very sorry. It wasn't a big crowd. Prabhupada said, no. The Kirtan was there. Radha and Krishna personally came. All the demigods were there. And they were enjoying the Kirtan. So wherever the Lord is glorified, that place becomes a residence of the Lord. So as householders, we have such a program. Your house is getting purified. And you keep thousands away, your house is getting contaminated. If you want to come out of contamination, do what Narada Muni is saying in this verse. What is Narada Muni saying in this verse? Associate again and again. He's not saying, oh, once a year I'm Janashmi associate. He's saying, Vyasa must associate again and again. You must regularly associate so that you are regularly hearing the message. And if you hear about the narrations of the Lord, the incarnations of the Lord, then your heart will get cleansed. Otherwise, externally we may be initiated devotees, but our hearts are as contaminated as the non-initiated devotees. I see that. But if you hear social sadhus, then, and hear with respect, then your heart will get clear. And then you will also do a detachment, which is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is detachment. Now, detachment doesn't mean you don't do your duty. You do your duty as a father, as a mother, to children, to the. But you are detached in the sense you know that we are all temporary partners. I must engage everyone in service of the Lord. Because ultimately, we don't need to attach ourselves. Force will attach ourselves, isn't it? Material nature is very strong. So, we should hear the nectar of the pastime of the Lord in His incarnation. And then it will gradually help us in getting detached. Like a man awakens from a dream. You know. So we should hear. So chanting and hearing. Hearing Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita. And associating with sadhu. One way to associate with sadhu is by going to the temple regularly on Sundays, etc. Then I'll ask you for one more shloka I will read, okay? It takes 5 minutes when you say it. While working to earn his livelihood, as much as necessary to maintain body and soul together, one is actually learned to live in human society in a detached mood, although externally appearing to be very much attached. And the one is very smart. He's giving very smart advice. He's telling us that earn your livelihood, but as much as you need. You don't have to, if you work so hard. Don't work so hard that you don't have time for spiritual activities. Don't work so hard, like Rupa Goswami says, how your devotional service can be spoiled. What did he say? Atyahara, Payashashta, Pajalpa, Imagraha, Jansangasya Lolyam Char, Sadhi Bhakti Vinashadi. He says your devotional service will be ruined. Atyahara, what does it mean?
Eating
more. Payashashta, over and over. Pajalpa, Maneta, Imagraha. Point rules and regulations as a formality. Jansangas, associating too much with non-devotees, and being greedy. So if we over-endeavor, sometimes people over-endeavor, and no time for spiritual life. We should not do that. Spiritual life should be your first priority. And if your first priority is Sanam Ketana, then you'll be successful. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj said, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a blind man can see, a deaf man can hear, a dumb man can speak, and a lame man can cross mountains. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, difficult things become easy. Without His mercy, anything becomes difficult. So when we take time to chant, take part in spiritual activities, pray, associate with devotees, the Lord becomes very pleased. And difficult things become easy. But if we're all endeavoring and endeavoring and endeavoring, and spiritual life is being compromised, then you will not make spiritual advances. So what Narada Muni is saying, simple living, high thinking. Work, but don't over-endeavor. That is very important. So I thought I would read these verses, and my recommendation to all of you is to please read chapter 14 of the 7th canto. It's, how many of you have the Srimad Bhagavatam said? Okay, we ask the question. Yesterday also. Anyway, the Srimad Bhagavatam is so Nectarian. And Prabhupada, when he would write the purports, he would place in front of him the purports of all the previous acharyas. He would read it, take the essence of previous acharyas, and add on what was necessary. So these purports of Prabhupada not only present Prabhupada's viewpoints, but also the viewpoints of all of you that are here. And Prabhupada summarizes them. So when we read we should also read the purport. Anyway, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I thought you all may have questions. I want to leave some time for questions. Any questions?
Hare, why don't you come again and again here so we can have a great association and the association of all the people here.
Yeah, I don't really come. There are many other sadhus who can really come. Take advantage of them. So, Prabhupada created this kind of society in which there is opportunity to associate with so many sadhus. You take advantage of them, go to the temple, read his book, and practice it. By practicing it, you'll get attached. The more attached you are to your possessions, etc., the bigger the guarantee you'll stay in material world. I mean, you have a degree of detachment. And that is one. Not the only thing, I'm not saying. I'm not reading to you fully what he said. There are a few words I skipped. I thought you had read everything. You may go on strike. But Narada Muni is saying that. Narada Muni can't be wrong, is it?
No.
You and I can be wrong, but not Narada Muni. You may say, Narada Muni, the advice is outdated. It's not outdated. Bhagavatam is as relevant today and it is both. How does it get into it? But, you know, they say in English, the truth hurts. When we hear the truth, we can't swallow it many times. But that's the ground reality. So we should know that. So any questions? No questions? Yes.
So Narada Muni is saying be detached, and also you said that you have to fulfill your responsibility that in every sphere of life as a son or a daughter, so we cannot stay back saying that we don't want
to. Yeah, we don't say we have children, we need to send them on the road. Actually, you have to educate them.
So what exactly is detachment, what Narada Muni is here in this verse?
We are doing our duty in getting them educated, etc. At the same time, we should also get them educated spiritually. As Bhakti Sinanadi said, Lord Rishadev says, in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, one should not become a father or a mother till he can take his dependence back to Godhead also. So at least from our side, I agree that in Kali Yuga, you can't guarantee what the children will do. But at least from our side, we should try our best to give them spiritual education. If they don't accept it, what can you do? So, do it as a matter of duty. Yes.
Maharaj, how should a student lead his life?
Student?
Yes.
This gentleman, his mother and father, and he shares the voting. And what grade are you studying in?
I'm going to 11.
11th. He's traveling with me for the last 1 month. Well, he chants 16 rounds every day. How do you manage to chant 16 rounds?
I
still go to school.
I wake up in the morning a little early.
Well, definitely get up. So what's your question?
How should a student lead his...
A student should be thinking, the purpose of my studies is to please Krishna. With my educational knowledge, I'll prove to the world that God exists. Without God, everything is a failure. And if I earn money, who will I give it to? That is the reality. In India, that's what I'm saying. Everything I have belongs to Krishna. But ultimately, everything is under their control. So they will say, excuse me, everything I have belongs to Krishna. You can prove that. Not just talk, but demonstrate that. Okay. Yeah.
Maharaj, how to develop that detachment you're talking about while still living in the family life?
By reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Read what Narada Muni said. Like others read what Narada Muni said. And then everyone will come to consensus. What are you going to tell Narada Muni? Isn't it? And if you don't develop attachment, circumstances will force you to develop attachment. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, seventh canto, there's a very nice story. Hiranyakashipu, we know him as a demon. He was a great philosopher. His brother was killed by the Lord. So, the brothers, their mother, wife, nephews, they were all crying. So now Hiranyakashipu gave a story. Once there was a king. His name was King Suyojana. He died in a battlefield. So the Vedic concept is, if you die in the morning, you should be cremated by evening. The evening before morning. But his wives held on to the body, crying so loudly. The Yamaraj heard the cries. And they were hoping that while they cried, the husband would come back to life. Yamaraj came disguised as a young boy. And Narada Yamaraj said, they are crying, not realizing that their own end is going to come one day. And he gave a story of killing a bird born in the forest. Once was a hunter, very cruel hunter. He used to kill birds. First, throw some grain for the birds to come and eat. And when they would eat, he would shoot. So the hunter captured the female bird. And the husband was lamenting. Now my better half is gone. Who is going to look after my children? And then lamenting, he was the father of the hunter. Hiranyakashipu said, we all lament, but we don't realize our own lives are also passing away. With the rising and setting of the sun, the duration of everyone is being reduced, except one who surrenders to the Lord. So as we, detachment, as I said, doesn't mean we don't do our duties. If we do our duties in the right perspective, realizing that everything is temporary, I'll still do my duty, is to be Krishna conscious, make others Krishna conscious. And if others don't want to be Krishna conscious, then what can you do?
So Guru Maharaj, you mentioned to, in order to become detached, we should read Bhagavatam. So should we all go home and read that verse, all the words that you skipped in Narada Muni, in order to be detached?
Yes. Please do it. Yes. Read that word. This chapter, I believe, has 42 verses. Yes, it's chapter 14, 15 to 7. Read all 42 verses. It may help you get a little detached. From, at least from your possession. Okay, any other questions? So how many of you are going to read chapter 14, 10 to 7? Okay. But don't get upset with the Bhagavatam. Even the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam describes the hellish planets. And it describes what sin, what reaction is going to be. So when we were distributing the fifth canto in America, it first came out about 30, 45 years ago. People, when they would read the hellish planets, they would get so scared, they would read the Bhagavatam in the airport. But that's the reality. Bhagavatam speaks the truth. Okay, thank you very much. No more questions? Yes?
Maharaj, in the particular sloka, talking about, like, associated with the devotees again and again, like Sadhu Sangha.
The saintly person.
Saintly person. How we can associate with them, like, what is exact meaning?
Well, there are two ways we associate with a saintly person. One is Vapu, the other is Vani. So, Vapu means personal form. Vani means instruction. Both are important and both are potent. So, it doesn't mean that you physically have to be a sadhu, with a sadhu, and you don't, it doesn't mean the sadhu has to hold your finger 24 hours. It means you associate with a sadhu sufficiently, and then it's execute the instructions he has given you. And Baba said, these books are non-different from me. So when you read these books, that's also associating with sadhu. We should get in the habit of regular reading. That's very important. Okay. Oh yeah, sorry.
Do you have any advice, Maharaj, how when we read we can absorb a maximum or like be focused?
Read when you're fully awake. Sometimes people use reading as a sleeping pill. They are reading when they are 80% tired. Then they read and then they fall asleep. They don't use reading the scripture as a sleeping pill. Read when you're fully. Just like in the school days, when you study for exams, wouldn't be fully alert, isn't it? So, we should be very attentive when we read. And read and read and read again. Okay? Any other questions? Okay, thank you. All of you should have regular satsang in your house. Bhakti Siddhanta told Prabhupada, there's no one to preach to, preach to the walls. So, if all of you sitting here open up your houses of preaching, in the Bhakti Riksha Namaha, at once so many new shops will open, the holy name is being distributed. And Krishna is very pleased when your house is used for preaching. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.